First Baptist Church Roswell was founded in 1872 and has members that have given many years of service to this community and to their fellow believers. And this special series is to help you know and learn more about the faith and service of members who have served and supported First Baptist Church of Roswell for many years. And our guest today has done that for many years. Sally White, it's a pleasure to welcome you to our time.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, the first question is, how long have you been here?
I have actually been here 58 years.
Amazing, amazing. So that would be 1960 that you joined.
That's correct.
Now, give us a little background on how that happened and what came about.
Well, back in the old days, Roswell and Alpharetta were bitter rivals, but then things changed, and one of the things that we used to do, the teenagers, sometime we would have our Sunday night date at a church service. And Brantley Seymour was widely known throughout Alpharetta and Roswell as a good man and a good preacher, obviously, because we would come down on Sunday nights. And my first times knowing anything much about Roswell First Baptist Church was when I came as a teenager and heard him preach on Sunday nights.
So Brantley Seymour was the gentleman who drew you here in the first place?
Absolutely. He drew many people to him.
He did do that over the years and has quite a history here. So what, over the years, what have you done and how have you participated?
Well, I joined the church. Don and I joined, like I said, in 1960, and we were in the chapel building, and I was involved in some things, but I was pregnant, and I didn't get very involved in things until my daughter was a few years old, and then by the time my son came along, I was handling it and could be involved in the GAs, and we were active in a couples class that was one of the first this church ever had, and that was a fun time, and we're still in a couples class. I'm still in couples class, even though Don had died several years ago, and I am still part of the first group that started a couples class.
That is an amazing experience to be able to remember. Tell us about Don.
Don White was a wonderful Christian man, good man. Don't find many like him. He was very, very active in Roswell, and you will find markers to things that he contributed to and helped do all over Roswell. He was the church clerk for many years, but Don did not take minutes. So therefore, I had to go to all the church meetings with him and take notes and type them up, and then he submitted them and signed them. So he was involved in the church also.
There's only one question. Did you do a good job?
Well, he didn't ever fire me.
That's very beautiful. Tell us about other things that you remember over the years in what has changed, what has happened, how things have happened. You started off in now what is the chapel.
Right.
When did you come to the sanctuary?
Well, don't ask me about dates. I don't remember them. But we didn't have to have anybody come in and have a group that we hired to promote building a new church or anything. We sat there and we watched them put chairs at the end of every pew and people would have to stand up. We knew we needed a new building, so that's the easiest building program I've ever seen in a church. So we started the building program, and that's when we got the sanctuary. That was exciting. I got to watch the sanctuary being built, then the Brantley Seymour building, and then I got to see all the programs that were added for young people, for senior citizens, for adults. It has been fascinating to see the way the church has grown, and now with a focus on things outside the church, missions in our community and missions in other parts of the world, it's just been amazing to watch the church grow.
Well, I think that's very exciting to hear also. Now, since we talked about the church growing, how would you describe the church today as a group of people back when you joined the church maybe around 1960? Talk about that for a minute.
Well, of course, one of the big differences is the amount of people in the congregation. You really could know everybody in the church, whether it was a real close relationship, but certainly you would know all the families in the church. You knew about their children, their deaths, their births. I kind of really like that. Nowadays, we won't know personally half of the people in the congregation in the sanctuary. But we will know some because we see them sitting in the same places like good Baptists do. And they, it's just a change in dynamics, and it's just a change in the world. And the way everybody's busy, you don't spend nearly as much time visiting, going to their homes, having dinner, whatever. It's, we're more segregated in our lives, I guess. So I really miss the old times when we knew everybody.
Well, I think that's a very good description, and I'm glad you expressed it the way you did. Sally, tell me some of the activities and things that you have been participating in over the years that meant the most to you.
Well, I enjoyed working with in the nursery. That was fun. And I enjoyed working with the GAs. And then as time went on, I really felt called to teach 15-year-old girls in Sunday school.
Beautiful.
But at that time, the 15-year-old girls had a Sunday school teacher. So I wasn't about to go up against that. But then the teacher came to me and said, you know, I need to move on. And I said, yes, I would love to teach the 15-year-old girls because I think that is such an important age for a girl. She's neither really grown up, but she's too old to be a child. It's a real transition period, and I felt like I could maybe help with that. So I really loved teaching those girls for several years. That was a highlight in my church life, really. I learned more from them than they ever did from me. And now I'm ushering and have been quite a few years. I love doing that because I get to greet people and see them come in and smile at them. And when they leave, they have a great day. I enjoy doing that.
And I see you do that, and I commend you for it because you do a beautiful job of it. Now, let me ask you, we were talking about working with the 15-year-olds. And the teacher that was doing that moved on. It sounds to me like somebody had in mind they wanted you to do that.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But I was just delighted to get to do it.
Today, the world we're in, talk to me about some of the positive things you feel exist at First Baptist Church Roswell.
Well, I think we have a good foundation in this church, starting from before Brantley Seymour, but I think we have a strong foundation. We have a good membership, and we have people that are coming in that are willing to get involved and do things, because people like me have been here this long. It's time for some of the younger ones to take over, and they're doing a good job of it, and we have a good leader in our pastor. So I think when you stay true to yourself and your beliefs, then you will be all right, and you can face whatever the world's going to throw at you.
Beautifully stated. Tell me what most the church has meant to you over the years. How would you express that?
The church is one of the foundations of my life and has been for many, many, many years. I know the church is there. And one of the things that I think is the best thing about having a church life is that if you have a problem or your family has a problem, you don't call up your friends or your social clubs. You call the church. And you know that you will get help. So the church is sort of a, I don't know what you would call it. It's just something that I know is there. And I can't imagine how people get along without having that church family to give them the support, especially in times when it's really needed.
Well, you have such a wonderful personality, and it's obvious that you enjoy people and like people. Give our listeners to the memories today a challenge to get to know each other better and how to learn other members of the church. Say something that will excite them to get involved.
I wish I knew what to say to get them involved, but I think the only thing I can say in my own case is I'm not really a real bashful person, but I am somewhat hesitant sometimes to go up and speak to somebody because I think, you know, maybe they sit on the other side of the church and I just haven't seen them. But I'm getting over that, and if I see somebody that comes in, I will try to speak to them. A lot of times I'm running out and don't get a chance, but just try to be aware of the people around you. Smile at them. Make them feel welcome. Introduce yourself. And you never know what one thing will lead to another thing. And I love it when people walk up and down the halls and go into Sunday school when they smile. And some people look shocked when I smile at them. And I don't think that's right. Our church should be smiling all the time because we have been blessed so much.
Well, you just said a very interesting thing. I like that. Our church should be smiling all the time. What about that?
I think it would be wonderful if we could do that and we could really mean it, because we are so blessed with all the problems in the world. We at Roswell First Baptist Church and the church that we have, we are blessed and we ought to be smiling.
One little side note, you mentioned two children. Tell us about them.
Valerie is my daughter. She's my first child. And then Mark, her brother, came along 3 years later. They grew up in First Baptist Church, and I think they have been given a foundation through parents' efforts, and the church has made a big, lasting, lifelong impression on them. And I think this growing up will make them better people, way better than they would have been without it.
Beautiful, beautiful. And we thank you so much for spending the time with us today. First Baptist Roswell members have more memories of witness, service, and fellowship like what we have just heard from Sally White. So come back and hear them, and you'll be encouraged to share your faith and your love for Christ and dedication to the body of Christ. God bless.